Good evening, sir. Are you Mr. Evans? My name is Joshua Sadler. I was told by a Quaker friend that if I came here, you'd give me a place to stay.
Come on in. Head up in the hayloft. You'll be safe there.
Located in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, on Borton's Mill Road, is a building that predates the American Revolution, Croft Farm. And a few towns over, in West Monthaddon Township, is a small settlement known as Sadlertown. What's the connection between Croft Farm and Sadlertown? To find out, join me in taking a trip back in time to the early 1800s. The centerpiece of Croft Farm is the 16-room house built in 1753 by Isaac Kay. The only way for people and supplies to reach the farm was nearby Cooper Creek. In 1820, Thomas Evans relocated the mill operation from the Haddonfield side of present-day Cooper River to the Cherry Hill side. The mill was destroyed in the 1980s, and during its demolition, a network of secret closets was discovered. The Evans family was one of the most active Quaker families fighting for the cause of abolition and actively moving fugitive slaves along the secret routes of the Underground Railroad in South Jersey. Both Thomas and Josiah Evans are believed to have been members of the Abolition Society. Thomas Evans wrote,
"I became engaged with other exercised brethren to plead for liberty of the black people who were held in bonds of slavery among our fellow members of Haddonfield Meeting. These we visited from house to house, particularly in the parts near us. This labor at that time went hard with some who held slaves, and who thought it would cause uneasiness between them and their black servants, and so would scarcely permit us to perform the visit. I saw it as the Lord's work."
Joshua Sadler was an escaped slave who found his way to Haddonfield. Although we can never know for certain, his escape route probably included crossing the Delaware River from Maryland, passing through Greenwich to Lawnside, then to Haddonfield. In any case, he surely was given aid in some of the small African-American communities in South Jersey that served as stops on the Underground Railroad. Joshua Sadler went on to become the founding father of a small settlement of freed Africans. If you drive along MacArthur Boulevard and peek behind the ShopRite store in Haddon Township, you will find, still surviving from the antebellum period, a small black enclave in what remains of the settlement called Sadlertown. Joshua Sadler purchased 5 acres of land from the estate of John Rowand. He owned real estate valued at $800. The purchase of this land formed the foundation of this community. Joshua Sadler died at age 95. He is buried at the Mount Zion Cemetery in Lawnside, New Jersey, in an unmarked grave. Several oral history accounts concerning Thomas Evans and Joshua Sadler's relationship have been told and retold throughout the years following their death. One such account originated from an Evening Post newspaper article published on November 30, 1937. It contained the statements of an 84-year-old Sadlertown resident, Jackson Barnett.
Joshua Sadler, or Joshua Fisher, was owned by a cruel Maryland plantation owner and decided to flee with his wife and 2 daughters. After a 2-day journey from Maryland to New Jersey, Sadler searched for a safe place where he could find work, secured a position with Cy Evans, and changed his name from Fisher to Sadler to avoid recapture. Now, Sadler's old master came to New Jersey, stopping at farmhouses along the way, trying to find Joshua, until reaching the Evans farm in Haddonfield. But Evans had received warning that this man was looking for Joshua and devised a plan to ring a warning bell if he saw the Maryland man approaching, thereby allowing Joshua time to hide.
Word got out of Sadler's newfound success, and friends from Maryland came to join him. A second oral history accounting of Thomas Evans helping escaped Africans appears in 1918 when the grandson of Josiah Evans, Walter Wills Evans, wrote, "Edgewater, the name of the house on the Evans farm, was one of the stations to which runaway slaves were brought. The slaves came from Woodbury and were brought to this house, then quickly hidden in the haymow or attic of the house so none could find them. Then, in the middle of the night, they would be given something to eat and hurried off in a covered wagon to Mount Holly." Another newspaper account of Joshua Sadler and the Evans family was written about 1907 by Isabella Shipley, a Camden school teacher.
"Nearly 70 years ago, a slave man by the name of Joshua Sadler fled from the South, bringing with him his free wife. His master soon followed and traced him to Haddonfield, where he worked for the Evans family, who, seeing in Joshua a worthy man, kindly advanced the money that he might buy his freedom. This was returned by labor. Afterward, Joshua Sadler bought 5 acres of woodland, built a little house, which is still standing, planted a garden, and named the place Sadler Town.
The house no longer exists. However, it is believed that it was close to the Rhodes Temple United Methodist Church, which still stands today. Minister Charles Rhodes of the Society of Friends built this church that also served as a school in Sadlertown. On February 26, 1893, Minister Rhodes writes in his diary, "I have noticed that in a colored settlement at Sadlertown in Haddon Township, their children were obliged to walk a long distance to the colored schoolhouse on Grove Street in Haddonfield, and these families have no place of worship within reach of their homes. These considerations have induced me to build a 2-storied house." The church is said to have its original wooden floors. Some of the Sadlertown residents went as far away as Mount Zion Methodist Church in Snow Hill, modern-day Lawnside, so you can see why they needed their own house of worship. When visiting Sadlertown today, you will find a 25-acre preserve of old-growth forest named Sadler's Woods, in honor and memory of Joshua Sadler and his pioneering presence. A conservationist at heart, in his last will and testament, he instructed his wife, Hannah, to keep the fences and buildings in good repair and condition, the same as shall be at the time of my death, but in no instance to commit waste by cutting the timber growing thereon or otherwise. And what of the Evans farm, you might ask? In the 1920s, the Evans sold the land to John W. Croft, Jr., giving it its present-day name. In 1985, the Crofts sold the 80-acre property to Cherry Hill Township. And so, a new era began for Croft Farm, as the Cherry Hill Arts Center was dedicated on its grounds. Today, the vibrant spaces are utilized year-round for community activities, such as classes, seminars, and concerts. This site has played a significant role in the growth of southern New Jersey for more than 300 years and stands today as a reminder of this very important time in the history of Camden County and the United States of America. As you visit Croft Farm in Sadlertown, remember the people who were fighters for freedom, who helped African Americans escape from bondage in the South as they traveled by way of the Underground Railroad. This project is made possible thanks to a grant from the Garden State Historic Preservation Trust Fund, administered by the New Jersey Historic Trust, and the support of the Camden County Improvement Authority and the Camden County Board of Chosen Freeholders. Stay tuned for other podcasts that explore South Jersey's historic past.